Trump fundraiser Caroline Wren, donors want a forensic audit of GOP campaign spending. By Hannah Blow on January 8, 2022. Longtime Republican fundraiser Caroline Wren, who served as the finance director for the Trump Victory Fund, told Breitbart News Saturday that donors want a forensic audit of money raised and spent by Republicans in the wake of the disastrous 2020 election, emphasizing that Republicans need to focus on infrastructure problems within the party in order to defeat the Democrats. Wren, who focuses on high-dollar giving, has recently begun to speak out against political consultants who took money that donors gave to the Trump campaign and effectively squandered it. "That issue is just a piece of the greater issue," she explained, noting that the money given leading up to the 2020 election was not spent well. "We have zero branches of government. To me, this is almost like our Pearl Harbor in the Republican Party. We've lost everything, and I do not believe we're losing elections, and frankly the entire foundation of our country, because we have inferior candidates or inferior policy positions or ideas," she said. "We are losing because we are playing a game that we do not understand. Democrats are at war with conservatives. It is a war. And we treat it like it is just, you know, oh, this is just politics and elections, we'll just win this next one. And it has to stop." Wren explained that she has spent the last year trying to understand the Democrat funding structure, noting that they outspend Republicans 10-1 and do so smartly while Republicans spend money horrifically. "We're caught in this web of party committees and super PACs. And it's just not at all how the Democrats are fundraising, and we have got to have some self-reflection and look back and say what just happened here," she said, offering a bit of background. During the months leading up to the election, donors could give a max amount of $817,600 to Trump Victory. And donors, if they gave the full amount, were told that about $200,000 would go to the legal fund, which would be stacked with cash and equipped with lawyers. Because as Wren said, the Democrats cheat every time. However, this turned out to be a lie, because the fund existed, but where was the money spent? That became more evident after the election, when she realized that lawyers were not ready to go. Not in Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or Michigan. 5 days after, Wren said, she noted that Trump received 13 million more votes than he did in 2016, which is so unheard of. But Biden received 15 million more than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, even though there was no energy on the ground to show that or to expect that. "Something else happened here," she said, concluding it all comes down to money and briefly explaining how the Democrats rigged the 2020 election in their favor. Wren said it really began in March 2020, as Democrats began to broaden voting rules under the guise of the coronavirus. She also referenced the strategy outlined in David Plouffe's book A Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump. There, Plouffe, Obama's campaign manager, called for a block-by-block street fight in counties Clinton won by 10 points or more in the 8 swing states needed to win. Then, left-wing lawyer Mark Elias changed his strategy, beginning to sue and win in those areas. Then, Mark Zuckerberg got involved, and the rest is history. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle suggested that Republicans should have a forensic audit of all spending in the Republican Party by every campaign and consultant. "Some of these people are walking away with millions of dollars when you add up all the different ways they've carved out to pay themselves out," he said, noting the Karl Roves of the world are raking in millions and essentially stealing the money that the donors and grassroots people are giving to these candidates because they believe in these causes and these candidates. "They do want it," Wren said of donors and a forensic audit. "That would be a great idea actually to have them stand up and say that. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Caroline Wren, January 8, 2022. However, Wren said that Republicans also need to craft a broad strategy moving forward and reflect on what happened to prevent it from occurring again in the future. She noted that the RNC announced an audit in 2012 after losing, but asked, "Have you heard anything about that happening this time? Everyone just moved on to the next thing," she lamented. "We're losing our entire country. We're losing the cultural battle. We just had an election stolen from us. Who is reflecting on that? We all just moved on to the midterms. It's insanity," Wren said, asking, "Who is actually setting it up so that we don't have it? The election, stolen from us when one of these people emerges from the primary." "I tell people the election wasn't stolen. It was bought and paid for by Silicon Valley and George Soros and Zuckerberg and these others. And we lost the election between March and August. She said, emphasizing the importance of focusing on infrastructure problems within the GOP prior to the next election and securing an offensive conservative law firm ahead of the next elections.